good morning. It is Tuesday, November the 4th. No snow on the ground. We are still beating our normal daytime highs of 3 or 4 above for a few more days yet. I do see a snowy, rainy mix popping into the Thursday evening forecast in the long run here, but just normal November weather. And after an extended long weekend, it is back to school today for public and Catholic school divisions. There was a teachers' convention yesterday. Next Tuesday is a stat for Remembrance Day, of course. And I know the Prairie Valley School Division, who didn't get yesterday off, is giving their students an extra day off on next Monday into Tuesday. The stat there, too. Temperatures, as I mentioned, the next few days, close to that 6-7 degree mark. And that's usually the golden rule for tire shops. When you ask them, when do you swap out your winter tires or get them on? It's usually when the temperatures are fluctuating between -7 overnight to 6 or 7 above by day here. So the time is now, even though we have no serious threat of heavy snowfall yet. A lot of people wait till that first snowfall, but you can make your appointment now and probably save yourself some time and be ready too. But it's one of the many things people seem to be looking around to do right now. And with this somewhat milder weather as of late, I've noticed a few ladders out in front of homes too, putting up Christmas lights in advance, taking advantage of the weather now rather than wait later too. I was at one of the big box stores on the weekend, and all the Halloween stuff was shoved to one side and everything was Christmas. And a lot of people were looking at Christmas lights, outdoor Christmas lights. It's budget day. This is the first federal budget from Prime Minister Mark Carney and his version of the Liberals. It'll be released about 3 o'clock our time, and it is of great interest given our economic impact of tariffs from the U.S., China, and now India, of course. And the Liberals have already indicated that with a large deficit, spending cuts are on the horizon for some programs, perhaps even job loss within the federal chain. And they are offering a mix of new investment in nation-building projects. A lot of people looking for affordable housing, particularly out east, where some homes that we would put in the mid-grade range here in Regina sell for over $1 million out east. So a lot of people want to see that too. Carney has said this budget will also include a plan to get back to balance within 3 years. I think every prime minister has always said something to that effect. And then, of course, with the minority situation, there's this threat of an election if the Liberals can't find a dance partner to support to pass the budget. And the Prime Minister was asked just that.
Are you confident the budget's going to pass?
I am 100% confident that this budget is the right budget for this country at this moment.
Are you prepared to fight an election on this budget?
I'm always prepared to stand up for the right thing.
We're going to show up and do our jobs to fight for an affordable budget. We'll be there on Tuesday to see what the government puts in. We don't need a higher cost of living through a higher costed budget. We need an affordable budget for affordable lives for all Canadians. And that's what we're going to be fighting for.
That, of course, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre on the heels of Mr. Carney. Not exactly saying no to a possible election if the federal budget fails to pass and essentially leading us to a Christmas vote. I can't imagine anyone is really interested in that. But there is a risk. Just did this 6 months ago. Anyhow, how big of a risk is that? Well, later on the Evan Bray Show, one of his first guests ought to know, right out of the 8:30 news, Vashi Capellos, chief parliamentary correspondent, host of shows like Power Play and Question Period for CTV. And of course, as you hear Vashi's show every weekend right here on 980 CJME. We're certainly going to discover what kind of state of affairs we're in here as it's federal budget day. The Prime Minister warning us that today tough choices will be made because of American tariffs and expect deep cuts in today's so-called austerity budget. Carney wants to rein in spending while making generational investment. Whatever that means exactly, I guess we'll find out this afternoon. Carney's message lately, the last few days, has been sacrifice. Premier Scott Moe forecasting a deficit.
So I would say you're going to see the Canadian economy really starting to sputter.
He's pointing to tariffs and trade instability being the problem. Mo did say, though, that Saskatchewan's economy could prove to be a little more resilient than others if the situation gets handled well. Economists suggesting the deficit may hit $75 billion or more. But again, 3 o'clock this afternoon is when it all comes down, our time, and we'll have full details throughout the afternoon here, too, on 980 CJME. Also monitoring some of the other headlines. That Regina man is back in front of a judge today following his arrest in connection with the shooting death of Tanya Myers from Weyburn. Chris Faldman is facing multiple charges like manslaughter with a firearm, and the RCMP not yet revealing too many more details about their investigation, including what kind of gun was used and where the shots came from. But we wait to hear more. Perhaps later today we'll get a detail or two more. Now we know not one but two huge sporting events are on the horizon for us here in this province in 2027. We previously told you about the Grey Cup's return, and now we're learning the Brier is coming back to Saskatchewan in 2027 as well. Only it'll be in Saskatoon, where in 2027 it's going to be the 100th anniversary of the Brier Championship. Just to follow up to yesterday's tricks being played on treats from Halloween, Regina police got a second report of someone messing with Halloween candy. This time from Fairways West in the north end, just like in the Greens. A parent found a thin piece of metal, apparently, inside a chocolate bar. More at CJME.com. Hey, this might help make us all feel better come February. They also said yesterday that Frost returns for its fifth time here to Regina. It'll be held over 3 weekends in February. Horse-drawn carriage rides, brewery tour, skating under the lights, and also timely as Disney's Frozen will be presented on the Globe Theater stage at that time, too. And if you're a fan of AC/DC, guess what? They just announced their Power Up Tour for 2026. 4 Canadian dates, Vancouver, couple out east, and the closest for us, if you're an AC/DC fan, is Edmonton on August the 9th. Last night I was watching the NFL, the Cowboys. I don't know why I put myself through it. They lost again last night, 27-17 to the Cardinals. But apparently the NHL's going to Jerry's World in 2027. The Dallas Stars announcing they will be home inside of Arlington, Texas Stadium there. No mention who their opponent's going to be, but yes, Jerry is going to host. Apparently he's wanted to for many years, a game inside that massive complex. I've been to many years ago to see George Strait's concert. It was supposed to be his last one ever, and there was like 90,000 people in there. It was just amazing to sit there with that many people. Well, the Blue Jays, of course, gave us so many great memories and a few tears on Saturday night. But man, a lot of people were watching that game. The numbers show how 45% of Canada's population either watched some or all of that game. 18.5 million viewers. And yesterday at Dodger Stadium in LA, it was packed with more than 52,000 fans as they returned with the trophy to address them all and thank them. And Shohei Ohtani spoke in his broken English and said this.
I want to say that I'm so proud of this team. And then I want to say you guys are the greatest fans in the world. And then I'm ready to get another ring next year.
Yeah, well, whether or not the Blue Jays have an opportunity to return to meet them in the final, if that's what their plan is, that's another question. But it was interesting to have Sportsnet's Jays announcer Buck Martinez on the Green Zone yesterday with Jamie and Locker. He said returning won't be easy, but manager John Schneider really helped build something pretty special in Toronto.
At any point in the season, when John Schneider would call up somebody from minor leagues, he put them right into a game. So they all felt like they had some skin in the fight because they were always involved, and he did a great job with that. You know, there were guys that we didn't even know would be on the team at the start. Addison Barger didn't make the team out of spring training. We didn't know what Miles Straw was going to be. We didn't know Nathan Lucas was going to be. And they all turned into a magical group of players because they played for one another. And I think more importantly, they didn't want to let each other down. And you could certainly see that reaction after Game 7 in the locker room. And there were a lot of red eyes in that locker room from the manager on down. And you know what? It's easy to say, well, they'll get them next year. It had been 32 years since they were in the World Series the last time. So, you know, it doesn't come around that often. That's why the veterans like Bassett and Gosman and Springer and Scherzer understood how unique this opportunity was and how disappointed when they fell short.
And while the loss may sting right now, Buck said, hey, you just wait.
Blue Jays had a phenomenal season. Right now, it stings a lot, and it hurts a lot of people. But in another month or so, they'll think back and say, you know what, that was the hell of a season. And I think everybody will really look back and have a big smile on their face when they think about the summer of 2025.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. And I love what Buck said, too, yesterday in the Green Zone about how this World Series may have made a few Canadians baseball fans who weren't necessarily before the series.
Just a heck of a World Series. And if you're not a baseball fan, and if you watched those seven games, I'm sure you became a baseball fan.
Yeah, I'm in that category. I haven't watched a whole baseball game in years. And I started watching with the Blue Jays. Yeah, I got into this World Series. It's a faster game than I recall, of course. They've done so much to make the game better. I can't say that I'm immediately going to dive into baseball when it returns. But if the Jays get back to the World Series, I'm all in for all game sevens. It takes up too much time watching a series of sports like that, doesn't it? But that was a fun run. Hey, the Regina Pats are in action tonight. This is the I Love Regina Pats game, where they're selling tickets for like $10. You know, fees on top of that, I think, there too. But with a pregame celebration that's going to start at 5 before the puck drops at 7. Calgary Hitmen are in town here. But yeah, $10 tickets, and the city is hauling out one of their fire trucks, a few other pieces of city machinery for the kids if they want to crawl all over it and through it, want to be firefighters, or anyone who enjoys face painting and pregame fun in the AgX building right next door to the Brand Center. That starts at 5. I Love Regina. Pats game tonight. I know the mayor's going to be there too. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. There you go. Where are my 70s rockers? A little Bad Company. And this is unfortunate. I guess just days after announcing that Paul Rogers and Simon Kirk of Bad Company would be performing together again as they get inducted this weekend into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday night. Apparently, Paul Rogers has bowed out. I just love the guy's voice.
Here come the Jesters. One, two.
That's Paul Rogers back in 2002. Man, he still sounded great then. Paul Rogers singing. He was to reunite with Bad Company Saturday night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, carried live on Disney Plus this Saturday. But now he's said on the band's website, my hope was to be there, but my health. I have to prioritize my health. He doesn't go into specifics, but he added that Simon is going to be there with other musicians to play a set two of Bad Company. So something to look for at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday evening. Hey, I want to take a second to just give a shout-out to high school volleyball city final action from last night. Volleyball girls junior, Tom, are the champions. They defeated Martin on the volleyball junior girls side. Junior boys saw Regina Christian beat Sheldon. And senior action, it was semifinal action last night, starting with senior girls. Noel defeated Leboldus, and Campbell beat Miller. So Noel takes on Campbell in the final Thursday night now. And in senior boys volleyball semifinals, Miller beat Campbell, and La Boulder's knocked off Harvest City. So on Thursday, a champion will be declared between Miller and La Boulder's. Prime Minister Mark Carney is warning us today. Tough choices are to be made, largely because of American tariffs, and expect deep cuts in today's so-called austerity federal budget. Carney wants to rein in spending while making, he said, a generational investment. And economists believe the deficit may hit $75 billion or more. But one of the big questions about this budget is how much investment there will be to push jobs and our economic diversity, given the tariff war we're in right now. And in early previews, it seems public service job cuts might be made. We've heard about maintaining some big ticket programs and to spend more money on defense. But the Liberals are three seats shy of a majority and are going to need some help from opposition parties to get this budget over the finish line, if you will. If they can't, there's an election risk, and that's certainly something they've been shouting back at one another in Parliament.
The choice for us is simple. The budget brings down the cost of living, we'll support it. If it brings up the cost of living, just like every other Liberal budget, we will vote no.
And I think I just heard good news. The leader of the opposition saying that he's going to order his troops and himself, and they'll walk in here and support this great, affordable, Liberal budget.
They've been making those promises for the last nine Liberal budgets, which doubled housing costs and drove 2.2 million people to the food bank because of higher grocery prices.
The budget will be affordable. The budget will be great. The budget will build this country and build opportunities for farmers, for young people, and all Canadians.
Ah, can you imagine a Christmas election if the budget doesn't get a few dance partners there for the Liberals? I cannot. But this is a topic that is going to be discussed, I'm sure, with CTV's Vashi Capellas. You hear her here on the weekends on 980 CJME. She joins Evan Bray to talk about how she thinks this might go down later today. Vashi joins Evan just after the 8:30 news. All right, leave you on a little good news here. If you were or are a comic book collector, here's one of those stories you love to hear and wish it was you. Three brothers in California were going through their mom's attic. She passed away, sadly, and so they were looking at what she'd saved. And there it was in the attic, a pristine copy of the first Superman comic from 1939. Yeah, you bet it. The boys immediately thought, what could we get for this? It's going up for auction later this month. And a lot of people say, with the condition that it's in, a comic book that could sell for more than $6 million. Thanks, Mom, for saving that one. Can't say the same about my own mom. I wish we'd still have all those comics we bought.